让我们现在开始。
Dear God, thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We ask that you will help us to grow as worshipers.
真的是帮助我们成为在敬拜方面成长。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. Let me start by reminding you of three goals for worship that we looked at last time.
上次呢，我们讲到敬拜的三个目标。
When we worship, we should encounter God.
在敬拜中，我们遇见神。
When we worship, our Christian character should be formed.
我们的基督徒的品格在形成，在被培养。
Or another way to say it, we should grow in Christ-likeness.
就是我们更像耶稣基督。
And third, we should build Christian community.
第三个就是我们建造基督徒的社群。
We should see the needs of our world.
我们要看到我们世界的需要。
And commit ourselves as a body to meeting those needs.
就是也是自立于作为一个基督的身体去帮助这些需要。
So you should be expecting this question because I've been asking it each week.
所以呢，请大家就是预备的回答这个问题，因为我每周都问。
Only a couple times, so maybe you're not in the habit yet, but you should.
但是只问了两次，所以也许你还没预备好。
Last week's worship.
上个星期的敬拜。
How did you experience any of those three goals?
你在这三方面有没有经历？
Did you encounter God in the worship in some way?
你有没有在敬拜中遇见神？就是某些方面。
Did you in some way grow in Christ-likeness?
你有没有在某些方面就是更像基督？
Or did you see the needs of our world and commit to meeting them?
或者你看到我们世界的需要，你也就是自立于要去满足这些需要。
Responses from last week's worship.
有没有从上周的这个敬拜来
？I saw many brothers and sisters participated in the setup and then the actual VBS, and I really believe that's the result of not just the one worship service from last week, but.
Okay, building community.
Building community.
Good.
我看到上周就是下午聚会结束后，有很多弟兄姐妹参与把这个暑期圣经学校的布景给放起来。那我相信这个不单单是一次的，而是大家就是一个建造基督徒的社群。
Good. Anyone else? Maybe it's too long between Sunday's worship and the
Actually,
next class.
Actually,
we need to do this right after. All right. So this.As we worship today,
让我们今天敬拜的时候
be thinking about those three goals.
就是记得这三个目标。
You want to encounter God. You want to see something about Him.
你遇见神，你想看到他。
You want to be shaped in your Christ-likeness, your Christian character.
你想在你的基督徒的品格方面在成长。
You want to grow in community with the rest of the believers.
你想在就是作为基督徒的社群来。
So, think about those goals this morning.
所以今天早晨在我们敬拜的时候我们再回想这些记得这些目标。
And then, if you're afraid you have a poor memory, write it down.
如果你觉得你自己记不好
Sunday morning right before.
就把它写下来然后下个主日的我们下个主日学我们可以分享。
But I know it's a long time between Sunday and Sunday.
这个星期天两隔七天是很长的时间。
Alright, I spent 3 weeks...Looking at a definition of worship, what it means to worship.
三个星期之前我们在看敬拜的定义。
And now I want to begin to look at some pictures of worship.
现在我们来看这个敬拜的描述，敬拜的场景。
Because I think for most of us, we don't mean to do this necessarily, but we get an idea. This is what worship looks like.
虽然我们不是有意思的，但是我们脑中好像有个设想，就是说，哦，敬拜应该是这样的。
If we love contemporary worship,
如果你喜欢现代的敬拜
，worship means having your hands in the air.
那个敬拜就意味着把手举起来
，moving.
然后你就是在那里跟着
And if someone is sitting there like this singing, they must not be worshiping.
如果有人就坐在那规规矩矩的听，你就说，哎呦，可能这个人没有在敬拜。
On the other hand, for those of us who are dinosaurs.
对我们这些老古董来讲
Worship is sitting there politely.
敬拜就是规规矩矩的坐在那儿。
Singing.
然后唱唱诗歌。
And please quit moving in front of me. You're blocking my view.
不要在那儿那个手动来动去，你挡住我了。
Whether or not we mean to, we get this image of this is what worship looks like.
虽然我们不是说故意的去这样想，但是我们脑中都有一个说敬拜的应该是怎么样的一个设想。
And so for 4 weeks, I want to look at some pictures of worship from scripture and history.
所以我们从圣经里边来看这个敬拜的这个描述跟在历史上是怎么样的。
To hopefully make us all a little uncomfortable.
就是希望呢能够让我们都有点不太舒服。
That worship doesn't look necessarily like I like it to look.
那个敬拜不一定就是像我所看到的那样子，我所期望的。
I'm a dinosaur.
我是一个老古董像。
I like tradition.
我喜欢传统。
I haven't seen any great invention since 1820 that made a big difference.
我觉得从那个1820年以后就没有再有什么伟大的发明在这个世界带来不同。
1816 was the last major improvement on the piano.
我觉得1860年之后是对这个钢琴的一个最后的一个很大的提高。然后我所有的这个关心的东西就可以在那时候停止。
That's just a way to make me take my work with me.
那个 iPad 对我来讲没用的。
So I'm a dinosaur.
所以我像一个恐龙一样的老古董。
But I remember I was speaking at a church in Nigeria.
但是我记得我当时在尼日利亚的一个教会里讲到。
And I'm sitting there, you know, in my dinosaur.
然后我就是像我老古董的那个风格坐在那。
And they start to take the offering.
然后他们就开始收奉献。
And the offering box is at the front.
那个他们的奉献箱是放在前面的，正前方。
And everyone starts to go up.
然后所以大家都开始走到前面去往里面放这个奉献。
But they don't walk up to put the offering.
但他们到前面不是去放奉献。
They dance up to put the offering.
他们是跳着舞的跑走到前面去放
奉献。The whole church.
然后这整个教会都是这么跳
的。Lined up dancing to the front.
他们就排着队这样跳着舞的跑到前面去放奉献。
And one bald-headed foreigner sitting there.
然后有个没有多少头发的外国人就坐在那看着。
And I realized.
然后我就意识到。
They are worshiping.
他们也在敬拜。
You see, when I ask someone from the church later, why do you do the offering like that?
我后来呢，我就问这个教会的人，我说你们为什么是那样子来奉献的
？They said American churches don't do that.
哎，他们说美国教会不是这样做吗
？No.
我说不是。
But you said that you're supposed to be biblical.
然后他们说，你不说你们要符合圣经吗
？And Psalms says, give with joy.
那个诗篇上说了，你要带着喜乐去奉献。
Give an offering, it says, of dance.
所以呢，你要那个唱歌跳舞的去奉献。
And to them,
对他们来讲
，it's not very joyful to pass the plate down the aisle.
对他们来讲，就是把那个奉献袋呢这样子传过来，对他们来讲，那可不是很喜乐的。
It's certainly no great joy to click on your Zelle.
然后呢，你就在那儿电脑上就这么用 Zelle 来送钱，肯定是没有什么喜乐的。
They said Americans don't give a joyful offering.
他们说这个美国人可是没有给一个喜乐的奉献。
And I realize there are many different biblical ways to worship.
所以我就意识到有很多那个符合圣经的不同的敬拜的方式。
And so I want to look at some pictures of that.
所以我们来看这些描述这些场景。
I hope.
我希望。
That over these 4 Sundays that we do this.
让我们已经是第四周了。
That 2 things will happen.
有两三件事情会发生。
Number one, that some of them you will say, oh, I like that way to worship.
有一些方式你会说哦，我喜欢那个敬拜的方式。
Truthfully, I hope that some of them you will say,、oh, I don't like that.
我也说很真实的，你说哎，我不喜欢那种敬拜。
Because I think we all need the discomfort of realizing there are ways to worship that we might not particularly like.
我觉得都有一个很实际的方式，就是有一些敬拜的方式是我们其实不一定是很喜欢的，
I've been back
就是很安逸的。
Nigeria several times.
我去过尼日利亚很多次。
I still don't dance my way to the front of the sanctuary.
我还是没有办法就跳着舞到那个。
For one thing, I don't trust their medical system, and I would break a hip if I tried to dance.
因为我不相信他们的医疗系统，如果我跳舞可能会摔一跤，可能会骨折。
So as we look at worship, there probably be some things you say, "Oh no, that's not me."
然后你可能看到他敬拜说，哦，可能那个不是我。
But then third, I hope that as you see different pictures of worship, you will become more open to how God works in many different ways.
然后你看到这个敬拜的不同的描绘，你就会知道神用不同的方式在工作。
Let me start by saying that the form of our worship is important.
就是首先我要强调，我们敬拜的这个方式是重要的。
Very often I've heard people when they're talking about worship say something like, God cares about the heart.
通常呢，我常常听到有人在讲到敬拜时就说，哦，神在意的是我们的内心。
And the form doesn't matter at all.
这个怎么做，这个方式不重要。
I find that in scripture the form does matter.
但是在圣经里边，我发现方式是重要的。
Partly because how we worship influences our understanding of who God is.
因为我们如何来敬拜会影响到我们对神的理解。
I think I said this before in here. I'll say
it again. 我想我以前讲过，我再次讲一遍。
Israel's first step away from God.
以色列人第一步离开神呢，他们的第一步是什么呢？
Was not to begin worshiping Baal.
并不是说就开始来敬拜巴利。
Their first step,
他们远离神的第一步就是
was to begin worshiping God,
是开始敬拜神呢
in the same way that the Canaanites worshiped Baal.
是以这个迦南人来拜巴利的方式来敬拜耶和华。
In other words, they began to build altars to Jehovah.
他们向耶和华筑坛。
You can see these in some of the archaeological digs in Israel now.
你可以到以色列的，就是他们的那个考古的那个地方遗址去看到。
They began to build altars to Jehovah.
他们开始向耶和华就建那种丘坛、建坛。
That were the style of the altars to Baal.
他那个坛的建筑方式呢，跟那个巴利就是敬拜巴利的建坛的方式是一样的。
God had said in Exodus, "Make your altars this way."
神在那个出埃及记告诉他们说，你建坛是要这样，祭坛是这么建的。
But the altars to Baal were more ornate.
但是呢，就是给巴利的这个祭坛呢，好像更修饰性、更漂亮、更装饰性更强。
Those were more impressive.
哦，他说我们喜欢这个巴利的这个坛，这个。
They began to practice the form of worship that the Canaanites used for Baal.
所以呢，他们觉得巴比的坛很漂亮，所以他们就开始呢，就是用这个内容，他们就开始采取那种方式、那种风格来敬拜耶和华。
Then they say,
然后他们就说
，Let's make a visible image of our God.
他说，下面他们就说，让我们能看一个能看得见的、摸得着的。一个神的形象。
And they said, they would say, we're not worshiping an idol.
他们会说我们没有在拜偶像。
But we want something to show us.
但是我们希望有些东西能够向我们显示。
To remind us of our God.
就是提醒我们的神。
The way they have their idol.
就像那些拜偶像的人，他们能看见。
And step by step, Israel moves from worshiping Jehovah in his way to worshiping Baal.
所以呢，就一步一步的，他们就从按照神所规定的方式来敬拜耶和华，到最后去拜偶像。
Their understanding of God is twisted.
他们对神的理解就被扭曲了。
By the way they worship him.
就是因为他们这个通过他们敬拜的方式，慢慢对神的理解就扭曲了。
The second reason I think Scripture shows us that how we worship is important.
圣经也告诉我们，我们如何敬拜，为什么是重要的呢
？Is that how we worship often reflects why we worship？
我们如何敬拜，通常就反映了我们为什么要敬拜，我们敬拜的原因。
If my worship is a gift of love to God，
如果我对神的敬拜是我对神爱的礼物的回应，是我对神的一个好像对神的爱的回应。
Who is it most important that I am pleasing in my worship?
那在我敬拜的时候，那我最要讨谁的喜欢呢？
God, right?
那是神。
It's a gift to him.
因为那是我给神的一个礼物。
When you give a gift to your wife,
当你给你的太太一件礼物的时候，
the most important question is not, do I like it?
那最重要的问题不是我是不是喜欢这个礼物。
The most important question is,
最重要的问题是你的太太她是不是喜欢这个礼物。
Sue is a vegetarian.
我太太呢她是吃素食的。
Giving her a steak,
你给她一块大牛排。
Was just a way for me to get a free steak.
对我来讲就是让我可以得到一个免费的一个牛排。
Right?
对不对？
If my worship is a gift,To God,
如果我的敬拜是给神的礼物
I must ask,
那我要问的是
What is he like?
他喜欢什么
If the worship is primarily about me,
如果敬拜是只是说在于我自己
Now I want worship that pleases me.
那我就想敬拜说怎么让我开心让我高兴
You go through the Old Testament.
你通读旧约
Anybody here love reading the last half of Exodus and the book of Leviticus?
有多少人喜欢读那个出埃及记的后半部分跟利未记呢
No one gets excited when you get to that part of the read through the Bible in a year plan.
当你就是一年通读圣经，有没有人就读到这个出埃及记的后半部分跟利未记觉得很兴奋
It can be very frustrating.
读那一部分有的时候让你挺灰心丧气的。
There are this many tassels.
他说
on the curtain.
他就说在这个木帘的就是那个帘子啊，那个
分成
了多少多少
岁数。This.
当你敬拜这个那个这个的时候
，and it's easy to say what difference does it make？
然后就很容易说这到底这有啥不同呢？这么详细的描述。
You sew these curtains。
然后他们就做这些帐幕那个木帘。
And it comes out there are 49 tassels instead of 50. So what？
然后呢，我做了49个坠子，而没有做50个，那又有什么不同呢
？So I was reading.
然后当我读的时候
，and I came across an interview.
然后我就看到有一个就是一个采访一个人
，with the drummer for the rock band. I think it's a rock band, Van Halen.
他就是有一个很出名的一个摇滚乐队，一个叫一个挺出名的。
And it taught me something really important about Exodus and Leviticus.
那这个采访呢，竟然帮助我很好的理解这个出埃及记跟利未记。
I don't know if he'd ever heard of Leviticus.
我不知道这个人是不是听过这个。
But I've never heard of him, so we were.
但是我也没听说过这个人的名字，所以我们大家就扯平了。
But in this article, in this interview,
在这个采访中，在这篇文章中
，their band became somewhat famous.
他们的乐队就变得挺出名的。
For a phrase in their contract.
是在他们跟对方什么地方签合同的时候，里边有一句话让他们很出名。
They were coming to the Kravis Center to perform.
比如他们要是来到我们这个附近的一个艺术中心来表演的话。
One paragraph in the contract said.
这个他们的合同中间的一段是这么说的。
The dressing room has to have a bowl of M&Ms.
他说在他们的这个换衣间必须有一个什么一碗什么
M&M
就是哦有一碗的那个甜那个麦当劳的那个豆豆巧克力豆巧克力豆
M&M
那个中文不知道怎么 M&M 巧克力豆
And
而且
The bowl cannot have any brown M&Ms
但是里边呢这个巧克力豆不能是有那个棕色的
They had canceled concerts
他们有时候就把他们的音乐会取消了
Because there were brown M&Ms in their dressing room.
是因为在他们那个换衣间里边有那个棕色的那个巧克力豆
And so this interviewer asked, why? Is it some kind of superstition?
那个采访他的人问他们说这为什么要有这种规定是不是你有什么迷信
Seems absurd.
看上去很荒唐
And then he explained.
然后他们就解释
He said, our contract will be100 pages long.
他说我们的这个合同啊，都会有100页之那么长。
Detail.
就是很细节的东西。
There has to be fire extinguishers this space this far.
他们有那个灭火器，要离多远
？The electrical wiring has to be to this level.
他 他说他们的那个就是电线的要到什么样的程度。
He said, because in our shows,
他说在我们的这个表演当
中 there's a bunch of high-tech fireworks and all kinds of things.
他说有这种就是高科技的比如说有这个烟火也有什么的。
And if someone has said, oh, I think our electrical wiring is okay.
然后如果有的人就说哦我觉得我们的电线那个保护是可以的。
Someone's gonna die.
那有可能有些人会导致死。
And so he said, we decided,
所以我们就决定说
the way to make sure,
就是要确定
that the manager of the hall where we perform,
就是我们在那个表演厅里边的这个经理
every line of the contract,
他已经真的是把这个我们的合同里边的每一句都看过了之后
a line in there that says no brown in there.
就是在上面写一句是说没有棕色的这个巧克力豆豆
and he said when we walked in if there were brown M&Ms we knew this guy hasn't read the contract carefully
如果我们看到这个巧克力豆有棕色的我们就知道这个经理他没有仔细的读这个合同
and there's probably going to be some other problems
那可能就还有别的问题
and I'm sitting on the airplane and I said that's Exodus
哦，我在那儿读的时候，在飞机上我读到这个，我说这不就是这个历出埃及记吗
？At which point, of course, the person next to me asked if they could move to a different seat. They were sitting next to a crazy man.
当我这么一喊出来，旁边的人大概会觉得我有点发疯了。
But do you understand?
你了解吗
？God is saying in Exodus.
神在这个出埃及记里边说
，The details matter to me.
这个细节对我来讲是很重要的。
Because if you are worshiping me carelessly.
如果你是这种粗心大意的马马虎虎的敬拜我
your whole pattern of worship is careless
那你整个这个敬拜呢都是马马虎虎的
your view of me is distorted
你对我的这个理解也是就是扭曲了
so how we worship matters
所以我们如何敬拜是很重要的
I start there because I don't want you to jump to the end of these 4 weeks to this conclusion
我之所以这样开始是不想到最后四个星期结束之后你最后有这样一个结论
He showed us many different ways of worship so how we worship doesn't matter at all
他跟我们说我们可以有不同的敬拜方式所以我们如何敬拜没关系
Yeah, it does
它的确是很重要的
There are principles that matter greatly
有一些原则是很重要的
How those look will differ from place to place
但是它看起来像怎么样的每个地方可能是会有不同
But how we worship matters.
但是我们如何敬拜是很重要的。
For example,
比如说
Genesis 4,
在创世纪第四章
Cain brings an offering to God.
那个该隐也带了他的奉献给他也带了就是他也带了奉献给神供物给神。
He is a worker of the ground.
那个该隐呢他是种地的。
And it says he brought his offering to the Lord.
他说该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
So, who gets the offering?
所以呢，是谁得到这个供物呢？是耶和华神。
Is Cain worshiping the right God?
该隐拜的是不是正确的神呢？
Absolutely.
对的，肯定是。
And there is only one thing wrong with the offering.
但是呢，这个供物只有一个问题。
It's not what God asked for.
那不是神所要的。
But,
但是呢
to me it makes perfect sense.
对我来讲非常有道理。
This person,
这个人
works with animals.
他就是管就是牧羊人嘛就是管畜牧业的。
And he butchers one of them and gives a sacrifice to God.
然后呢他就杀了其中的一头动物然后把这个供物带过来。
But I don't have animals, I raise.Crops.
但是我没动物啊，我又不是养动物了，我是种地的。
I'll bring some of those to God.
那我就把我这个田间的土产带给神。
Makes sense, right?
对，这很有道理，对不对
？Makes sense to Richard. Makes sense to me.
对我来讲有道理，对理查德·屈克讲。
But Richard and I are both going to be in trouble.
但是如果我们这样说话，我们俩都有麻烦了。
Because Genesis says.
因为创世纪说。
For Cain and his offering, God had no regard.
但是呢，神没有看中亚该隐和他的供物。
He rejected his worship.
然后神就拒绝了他的敬拜。
You read through the story.
你就看整个故事。
God sees a heart.
神看到的是一个心。
That is not devoted to himself.
就是没有说真的是专注于他，不是说真的是 就是给敬拜他的。
And the way that is reflected is in a worship that asks what's convenient for me, not what did God ask for.
他这个不是专注敬拜于神的心，表现出来就是他问的问题是对我来讲什么方便，而不是神要的是什么。
Have you noticed that when we don't want to do what God says,
你知道当我们不想去做神要我们要做的
什么时候 we always have very good reasons for it.
我们通常都是有非常好的理由的
Right?
对不对
The Bible says this,
圣经是这么说的
But there is a very good reason.
但是这边呢有一个很好的原因让我们可以这样做
Someone sent me a book this week to read. I was reading it yesterday.
有人就送给我 一本书让我读我昨天在读
It has very good arguments on an issue of social policy.
它对这个就是社会上的一个政策呢，它有一个很好的一个观点，讲的是很有道理。
It's very well done.
写的它那个辩论啊，整个都写的特别好。
With one small flaw.
只有一个小小的一个问题。
God's word very clearly says this.
神的话语是非常清楚的说应该这样。
And this book is arguing very, very well.That God's word is wrong.
但是这本书呢是非常，好像写的很好啊，就是在争论说神的话是错的。
Because society has changed, culture has changed, expectations have changed.
因为呢，社会改变了，这个文化也改变了，还有这各方面的都有改变了。
And so this week I have to sit down with the person who asked me to read the book.
所以我这个星期呢就跟那个送我这本书的人坐下来跟他说
Yes, the book is very, very good, you're right.
这本书写的是很好你是你说的是对的。
But God said he hadn't changed his mind.
但是神没有说我改变主意了。
So I really don't have the option of agreeing with your book.
所以我没有这个选项说我可以同意你的送的这本书上所说的。
The book is very reasonable.
但是这本书写的很有道理。
You understand?
你了解吗
？We are very good at finding a reason to do what we want to do.
我们非常擅长就是去找到这个我们可以这样做的理由。
That's the mindset of Cain.
这就是该隐的心态。
I've already mentioned about Aaron's golden calf.
我已经提到过那个亚伦的这个金牛犊。
For a feast to Jehovah.
他说要向耶和华守节。
He wants to worship Jehovah.
他想要敬拜的是耶和华。
In a way that pleases the people rather than God.
但是这个敬拜耶和华的方式呢，是让百姓高兴，而不是让神开高兴。
Malachi.
在马拉基书。
The people bring sacrifices.
那个百姓呢，就带来供物。
That are not worthy. They go through their flock. And they say that sheep looks like it's about to die anyway.
从那个羊啊，看着反正快死了。
I think I'll give that one to God as a sacrifice.
我要把那个献给神做供物。
And God says in Malachi.
然后神在马拉基书上说。
I don't want your sheep.
我不想要你的羊。
You wouldn't serve that one to the governor if he came to visit.
如果是你的省长过来的话，你不会把这个羊给你的省长，对不对？
Am I lower?
难道我还比你的省长还低吗？
How they worshiped.
所以我们如何敬拜？
Showed their lack of respect and awe.
就显示了他们对神缺乏敬重和敬畏。
God cares how he is worshipped.
所以神在意我们如何敬拜。
And what is comfortable and convenient for me may not be what he requires.
对我来讲方便的就是容方便的舒服的可能就不是神所要的。
So let's look at some pictures of worship.
所以我们来看敬拜的这些场景。
And I want to start with grace.
我们先由恩典开始。
Because Regardless of what we see about how we worship,
不管我们看到的说我们如何敬拜，不管这些。
If you or I ever say,
如果你和我可以说，曾经可以说，
wow, we really worshiped well today.
你如果可以从你就可以说，哎呀，我今天敬拜的真好。
That choir anthem, we're good.
你说这个诗班唱得很好。
God is really fortunate to have a choir that good singing.
哦，神有这样子的诗班，他也太幸运了。
I really preached a masterpiece today. I bet God was impressed.
我今天真的是这个讲到是一篇杰作，我想神肯定很喜欢。
At that point, we have missed it completely.
在那一点上，我们就完全错过了。
Because the first thing we must understand about worship.
第一件我们关于敬拜的就是
worship is a relationship of grace.
敬拜是一种恩典关系的敬，是恩典的关系。
Genesis 3.
在创世纪第三章。
Adam and Eve sinned.
亚当跟夏娃犯罪了。
And they hid themselves.
然后他们就藏起来。
Now why did they hide themselves?
他们为什么要藏起来呢？
They're ashamed.
因为他们觉得羞耻。
And they ought to be.
他们也应该觉得羞耻。
They broke God's law. They're guilty.
因为他们违背了神的律法，他们是有罪，是有罪的。
And God would be perfectly just.
神是可以完全的公义的说。
To never again show up.
从此以后再也不出现了。
Right?
对不对？
But instead, he chases them down.
但是呢，相反的，神却是追他们。
He follows them. He calls.
神跟随他们，神呼唤他们。
And he teaches them.
然后神教导他们。
How to worship.
如何来敬拜他。
He restores the relationship.
神修复了，重建了这种关系。
But notice this order.
但是你要来看这个顺序。
Adam and Eve do not say.
亚当跟夏娃没有说
We broke God's law.
我们违背了神的律法。
Let's figure out how to restore the relationship.
让我们来想想我们怎么样来重建这种关系。
They can't.
他们不能做不到。
Instead, he is the one who has to take the initiative.
而是神他是那位主动的那一位。
That's the model for us.
那就是我们的典范，我们所要跟随的榜样。是一切都始于他。
For the sake of time, I'm going to jump to the third one here, Jacob.
然后我们讲到第三个，就是雅各的例子。
Jacob is to me one of the most fascinating characters in Genesis.
我觉得在创世纪里边，一个最让我觉得最有趣的人物就是雅各。
Because there is really nothing good about this person.
因为雅各好像也找不到什么长处优点。
He makes those con men who call you on the phone look like good people.
他让那些常常给你打电话推销的人都看上去像好人。
Nothing about him.
这个雅各身上啊
shows a good worshiper.
就是展示出来一个好的敬拜者的品质。
You come to Genesis 28.
你到创世纪28章。
He isn't looking for God.
他没有在寻求神。
He isn't trying to worship.
他也没有想着试图要去敬拜。
In fact, he is running because he has cheated his brother to the point where his brother wants to kill him.
因为他在这时候在逃命，因为他欺骗了他的哥哥，所以他哥哥想杀他，所以他又逃跑了。
And he goes to sleep at night.
然后到晚上他就睡觉了。
And he dreams of a ladder reaching to heaven.
他就梦见有一个梯子通到天上。
And someone sent this, turned this into a children's song.
有的人呢就把这个场景写成一首
儿童诗歌。We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
他说我们在爬这个雅各的梯子，我们在爬雅各的梯子。
But it's not right.
但是这首歌其实不对。
Jacob isn't climbing this ladder. There's nothing he can do.
然后雅各没有在爬这个梯子，他什么也做不了。
It is God who is coming down the ladder to where Jacob is.
是神从梯子上下来，来到雅各的那个地步。
It is God who says to Jacob.
是神对雅各说。
I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac.
我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。
And he makes wonderful promises.
然后神对他有很非常好的应许。
And then Jacob says something that many people have said when I have preached.
然后呢，雅各就说的是，当我祷告的时候，很多人会这样说。
Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord was in this place, and I did not know it."
然后雅各醒来说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
Often think of that at the end of the sermon. The people are now waking, saying, "Ah, and I did not know it."
然后呢就像讲完道了，有人就从那个也睡醒了，说哦，我竟然不知道我在这儿。
But here's what I want you to see from that story.
我想你从这个故事里看到的是
Jacob does not say,
雅各没有说
God,
神啊，
what do I need to do to satisfy?
那我要做什么来满足你呢？
God stoops down to Jacob.
是神屈身俯就到雅各的地步。
I love this quote from Warren Wiersbe.
我很喜欢威尔斯比的这个写所说的话。
God graciously breaks in on us when we least expect it.
是在我们最没有想到的时候，神就是非常有恩典的来到我们身上，到我们中间。
When worship ceases to be an experience of grace.
当敬拜不再是一个你经历恩典的这种方式的时候，
It ceases to be an experience of glory.
你也就不再能够经历这个神的荣耀。
In other words,
换句话说,
when I think that I am earning something by how I worship,
当我觉得说我在靠着我如何敬拜来赢得赚得什么东西的时候,
there is no longer any glory.
在这个里面就再也没有任何的荣耀了。
Now it's just me.
那现在就是所有在乎的就是我自己。
Worship is glorious when I realize.I don't deserve this.
当我觉得说，哎呀，我根本就不配得这些的时候，那时候的敬拜才是荣耀的。
God is welcoming me into His presence, even though I don't deserve it.
即使我不配得，神却欢迎我到他的面前来，这才是敬拜的，这个才是荣耀的。所以呢，列王记上就给我们这样一个描述。
Prophets of Baal.
这个巴利的先知。
And Elijah.
还有以利亚。
And it tells us how they prayed and they cut themselves and they do all kinds of things to win the favor of Baal to get his attention.
这个巴利的先知就大声求告呢，又拿他们的棍子，又用刀枪自割自刺，他想这样子去，你是不是好像把那个巴利给唤醒，赢得巴利的这个恩宠恩惠。
They think
他们觉得，巴利的先知觉得
that if they can justget his attention and earn his favor, he will answer.
如果他们就能够让巴利能注意到他们，让巴利对他们有恩惠，他们就会回应他们的祷告。
You read the story of the early worship.
你去读早期的这个敬拜的人的故事。
The reason for the elaborate altars.
就是那种祭坛搞得非常的华丽。
Was to win the favor.Of the gods.
是要得到那些假神那些偶像的他们的恩惠恩宠。
I need to build an altar elaborate enough that he'll be impressed and answer me.
然后我要建一个非常华丽壮观的这样的一个祭坛，然后就得到这个偶像的这个注意力，这样他就会回应我的祷告。
But you read through Genesis.
但是你去通读创世纪。
Each time one of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob,
那些先祖们，比如说是不管是亚伯拉罕还是以撒，
it never tells us that they built an altar to win God's favor.
从来没有讲过说他们建个祭坛是为了赢得去要得到神的恩宠。
Instead,
而是
every place in Genesis,
在创世纪里每一个地方，
that Abraham builds an altar,
亚伯拉罕他建坛。
The first thing that happens
第一件事发生的
是 is that God reveals himself to Abraham.
是首先呢是神向亚伯拉罕显示他自己。
And then,
接着呢
Abraham builds an altar.
接着是亚伯拉罕建一个
as a way to memorialize.
就是要纪念
to remember this is where God revealed himself to me.
去纪念说哦这个就是神显示他自己的地方。
You understand the difference?
你了解到这个不同了吗？
This is very important.
这个是非常的重要。
The worshippers of the idols build an altar to try to draw their God to that place.
就是这个拜偶像的这些祭司呢，他们要建一个很好像很壮观的很华丽的祭坛来得到这个偶像的这个假神的注意力。
The worshippers of Yahweh.
但是呢拜敬拜亚威的神
God,
人说
revealed himself here.
神在这里向我显示了他自己
Let's build an altar so we can remember.
让我们建一个坛所以我们可以记得
This morning as we worship,
所以今天早晨我们敬拜的时候
we are not walking in there.
我们不是说进到那个大堂里边
say,
说
what do we have to do?
我们得
to get God to come.
我们得做什么让神降临让神来到呢
Instead, we are saying,
而是我们说
God,
神啊
here we are.
我们在这里
we don't deserve it.
我们不配得
but if you honor us,
但是如果你真的是愿意以你的同在来就是来向我们显现
we are grateful.
我们真的非常的感恩
our worship is a way of recognizing the grace that he has already poured into our lives
我们的敬拜是承认说神已经给我们在降临在我们生活中的恩典
now when that happens
当这一切发生的时候
we're transformed
我们就在被更新
被改变 Jacob is never the same after this scenario
在这一个事件发生之后雅各就不再一样
but it changes how we go about worship
然后但是这个改变了我们如何是来对待敬拜的
now our worship becomes an incredible privilege
现在敬拜成了我们一个难以想象的一个荣幸
This morning, as you worship, as you sing,
今天早晨当我们敬拜，我们唱我们唱诗的时候
，Who would like for you to think about this?
我想你想象一下。
I don't know what we're singing this morning.
我不知道今天早上我们会唱什么。
Okay.
They do have song before.
When you sing,
当我们唱的时候
，How great thou art!
你真伟大。
Do you realize there are billions of people in our world who don't know how great he is?
你知道在这个世界上有几十亿的人不知道神多伟大吗？
It is an incredible privilege to sit here.
那真的是非常大的权益跟荣幸，我们其实还可以坐在这里。
Having been given the privilege of knowing how great he is.
我们有这个特权，我们知道神有多么的伟大。
It's incredible.
这真的是难以想象难以描述的
And I don't want to make you feel bad.
我不想你们让你们感觉很糟糕
But we don't have that privilege because God saw how wonderful we were.
我们之所以有这种荣幸不是因为神看我们有多棒
And said, you know, those people at PBCCC, they really deserve to know how good I am. So I'm going to show them.
然后呢这个东里昌华人教会的人他们真的是很棒所以他们配得知道说我多有棒他们配得，所以我要让他们显现。
No, I'm sorry, Richard. I like you, but you're not that great.
我很喜欢你，但是我们都没那么伟大。
The reason we know how great he is.
我们之所以知道他有多伟大的原因就在于
is that in grace.
而在恩典里边，在恩典中，神向我们显示了他自己。
How I think that should affect our worship.
我觉得那应该如何来影响我们的敬拜呢？
If my worship is about me,
如果我的敬拜只关乎我自己
I start singing.
我就开始唱了
She's playing this too slow.
哦，这个弹丝琴弹得太慢了
I like singing this slow.
我不喜欢唱得这么慢
Or, this is too high for me.
这个音太高了
We sang this 3 weeks ago.
啊，三个星期前我们刚唱过这首歌
You understand?
你了解吗?
It all becomes about the things that I either like or don't like.
所以就变成了说我喜欢还是我不喜欢。
But if I can get a hold of the fact.
但是如果我可以真的是领
受。I might not even like this song very much.
我或者都不太喜欢这首歌。
Isn't this amazing?
但是是不是这个令人惊奇?
How great he
is. 好他多么的伟大。
Now whether it's too fast or too slow, too high or too low.
不管说现在节奏是太快太慢，还是音太高太低。
I can worship.
我可以敬拜神。
Because God has revealed himself to me.
因为神向我显示了他自己。
Worship starts with grace.
所以呢，敬拜始于神的恩典。
And I think when we understand that, it changes our attitude about whatever happens.
所以当我们真的意识到这个，不管那边发生了什么，会改变我们的态度，我们的心态。
Because we don't say this out loud.
因为我们不会大声的讲出来。
But very often we are expecting worship to please us.
通常呢，我们都会期待这个敬拜让我们高兴，让我们喜悦。
I don't like the songs they sing.
我不喜欢他们唱的那首歌。
Or I don't like that sermon.
我也不喜欢那个讲道。
Or I don't like whatever.
我不喜欢那个不管什么。
And if someone said to me,
如果有人对我说
I just can't worship when they do such and such.
如果有人说当这个这样子做了什么什么的时候，我就没有办法敬拜。
In his case, it was I can't worship when the air conditioner is too cold.
那他的这个情况就是说，当这个空调太冷的时候，我没办法敬拜。
I looked at him.
我就看着他说
，I wish God would do a better job of making you comfortable.
我希望神能够做个更好的。工作让你觉得很更舒服一些，舒服一些。
But maybe God is less interested in how comfortable you are.
也许神并不在意。
How well you worship.
神更在意的不是说你感觉多舒服，而是你如何来敬拜。
But we'll never get a hold of that until we understand the great grace that is given to us.
除非我们真正的明白，我们神给了我们多大的恩典，我们是没有办法理解的。
Now I have to get to the next thing because.
因为呢。
If we only see that,
如果我们只看到那一点
we say worship is all about grace.
如果我们说哦，敬拜只是关于这个恩典。
And so no matter what I am doing, how rebellious I live,
不管说我做的是什么，我的生活有多叛逆。
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
So it doesn't matter.
所以没关系。
So the second thing that I see in the Old Testament.
所以在第二点，我在敬拜中旧约中所看到的就是
worship requires obedience.
敬拜呢是需要顺服的。
Genesis 22
在创世纪第二十二章
is one of the most uncomfortable stories in the whole book.
是整个故事这个圣经中呢让人最不舒服的一件最不安逸的一件故事。就是亚伯拉罕献以撒。
Genesis 22 verse 5.
二十二章第五节这么说。
Is the first place in the English Bible that uses the word worship.
是在英文的圣经中第一次用敬拜这个词。
To me, this is a story about worship.
对我来讲，这是一个关于敬拜的故事。
And it is a very uncomfortable story about worship.
是一个关于敬拜的令人很不舒服的故事。
Because it is a story about obeying God.
这是一个关于顺服神的故事。
Even when I don't understand.
即使我不了解，我不明白。
So God says.
这里神对亚伯拉罕说，他说，带着你的儿子。
Go to the mountain that I'll show you.
在我往我所要指示你的山上。
Offer him as a sacrifice.
把它献为燔祭。
Three commands.
三个命令。
And I want to say,
然后我想说
take your son, okay.
带着你的儿子没关系。
Go to the mountain, I'll show you, okay.
在我所要指示你的山上。
No way!
怎么可能没门儿
That can't be right.
肯定错了。
But here's what it says.
但是这里说的是
take your son,
带着你的儿子。
And Abraham took his son.
然后亚伯拉罕就带上他的儿子。
Go to the mountain, I'll show you.
到我所要指示你的山上
Abraham arose and went.
然后亚伯拉罕就起身往神所指示他的地方去了 把他献为燔祭
Abraham took the knife.
亚伯拉罕就举起刀来伸手拿刀
He obeys this command.
他就真的顺服了神的命令
True worship
真正的敬拜
is more than how I feel.
不是在于说我怎么感受
It is more than my emotions.
就比胜过就是我的感受还有我的感觉
It is more than listening to the song or the preacher
就是胜过就是我听这个诗歌或者是讲道
It is an active response to God
是一个活跃的就是积极的对神的回应
Please understand this If I am not living in obedience to what God requires of me
如果我没有活在神对我所要求的这个顺服当中，没有活在这个顺服当中
，I am not worshiping，
我就没有在敬拜。
No matter
how emotional I feel.
不管你感多么的有感情，多么的有感受，你都没有在敬拜。
I can soak a handkerchief with my tears.
我可以把整条手绢上都哭湿了，都是眼泪。
But if I know that I am willfully disobeying what God commands me to do, I am not worshiping.
但是如果我却是故意，就是有意的，明明知道的去违背神的命令，没有按神的话来生活，那我没有在敬拜。
Because worship requires obedience.
因为呢，敬拜就要求需要顺服。
Over and over.
一而再，再而三的。
This is what we see.
我们在圣经中看到。
Abel.
亚伯。亚伯。
The sacrifice that requires.
他就是献上神所要求的这个供物、祭物。
Changes not.
但是该隐却没有。
Abraham gives the sacrifice God requires.
亚伯拉罕献上神所要求的这个供物。
First Samuel 15 shows this.
在撒母耳记上第十五章就显示了这一点。
God tells Saul.
神告诉亚伯不是扫罗。
To destroy all of the animals of the Amalekites.
就是要毁灭，就是所有的亚玛利人，灭尽他们所有，灭尽他们所有的。但是呢，扫罗却把那个中间最好的给留下来了。
And when the prophet comes,
当先知撒母耳出现的时候
，Saul says,
扫罗对撒母耳说
，I have performed the commandment of the Lord.
他说耶和华的命令我已经遵守了。
I love how Samuel says this.
我很喜欢这个撒母耳的这个回应。
Sounds like some sheep somewhere.
他说我听到这个有这个羊叫牛鸣，哪里来的呢？然后扫罗说
，The people spared the best ones for a sacrifice.
这是百姓爱惜上好的牛羊，要献于耶和华你的神。
It's okay.
我没关系。
It's for a sacrifice. It's for worship.
三妹，我没事啊，这个是为了献祭，这是为了敬拜用的。
Samuel says to obey.
然后萨摩尔就说听命胜于献祭。
My sacrifice is meaningless.
我的献祭是毫无意义的。
If it does not come from an obedient heart.
如果不是出自一个顺服的心的，那你的献祭是毫无意义。
One of the words that's used in the Old Testament for worship is fear God.
在旧约中这个敬拜的这个词，另外一个词的表示就是敬畏耶和华。
Now I've talked about that in here. I think I've preached about it. That word is a word of relationship.
我在这里也在大堂里讲过，这个敬畏呢是一种关系。
But honestly, sometimes I think I have not communicated well enough both sides of this word.
其实我有时候没有把这个词的两个方面都描述清楚。
It is not a groveling fear of an enemy.
不是说你对这个敌人的一种让你很惊惧、很战惊的一种害怕恐惧。
But it is a fear.
但是的确呢，那是一种害怕，有那个敬畏。
It's relationship.
这是一种关系。
But it is not relationship with my good buddy.
但是呢，却不是说跟我的好友之间的这种关系。
It is a respectful.Relationship of awe
是一种带着尊敬的这种一种敬畏敬赞叹的这种敬畏。
The fear of God says He is God and I'm not.
这个对耶和华的敬畏说他是神，我不是。
I love where Ecclesiastes says when you go into the house of God.
所以传道书里面写到，当你来到神的殿中的时候
，Let your words be few.
让你的要寡言少语。
In other words,
换句话说
，Shut up，
闭嘴。
God's talking, not you.
神在讲话，不是你在讲。
Listen to him.
你听他的。
That's what he's saying.
那是那个。
Fear God.
所以说敬畏神。
Understand who he is.
要明白他是谁。
Because worship.
因为敬拜。
Requires a respect and obedience.
是需要一个。带着这个敬重的一种顺服。
As we go into worship this morning,
今天早晨我们去敬拜的时候
we give you two things.
请做
Number one,
记得做两件事情。第一件
you sit there,
当你坐在那儿的时候
you're in the praying.
你在这个祷告就是一种带着一种祷告的心
pray.
你就祷告。
God,
神啊,
thank you for the incredible privilege.
谢谢你这种难以置信的这种特权，这种荣幸。
I've been in your house.
我能在神的家中。
You didn't have to allow me here.
你不其实你不应不可以可以。
You didn't have to welcome me here.
你可以不欢迎我，不让我到神的家中。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的恩典。
But the other thing to pray is this.
但是另外一点要祷告的是。
God.
神啊。
As part of my worship this morning.
在我今天早晨的这个敬拜。
I will obey.
我要顺服你。
If one of the songs convicts me of an attitude that I'm wrong about.
如果有一首诗歌让我知道说我有一些里边有不对的态度。
I'll change it.
我要改变。
If some of the scriptures that the children recite.
如果这个孩子们所念的一些经节。
Shows me something I need to do different.
向我显示我应该有些事做的不同。
I'll change it.
我要改变。
Because my worship this morning will be worship of God.Obedience.
因为我今天早晨的敬拜是一个顺服的敬拜。
The Old Testament shows us.
这个旧约向我们显示。
That between those two.
在这两个之间。
We are able to come into God's presence and give Him worship that He accepts.
然后我们可以来到神的面前，献给神所能接神所接受的敬拜。
And then next week I will ask you.
所以下个星期我又会问大家。
Your worship this morning. How was it an experience of grace?
那今天早晨的敬拜你是如何经历了恩典
How is it an experience of obedience?
你如何经历了这个顺服
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
God, I thank you that you invite us to worship you.
主啊谢谢你就是邀请我们来敬拜
It's not just words when I say we don't deserve it.
当我们说我们不配得的时候这个不单单是嘴巴上说说
There is no way.
真的是不可能的没有任何方式
deserve and earn
我们获得配得我获得我们能赚得
the privilege of worship
这样子能够敬拜的荣幸跟 特权
Thank you for welcoming us into your presence
谢谢你真的是欢迎我们到你的面前来
Now God I ask that as we worship you this morning
当我们今天来敬拜你的时候
We will have grateful hearts
帮助我们有个感恩的心
And we will have hearts that are obedient
帮助我们有一个顺服的心
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。